This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics, about 10 minutes, for Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Hey, we are back on YouTube. If you've been wondering where we were the last couple of years, we didn't go anywhere, actually, just a band from this particular platform. But you can subscribe now and share at 5 in 10 on YouTube. But then please get our app just in case we violate community standards inadvertently, of course. Again, I'll tell you how to do that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, Hawaii. Of course, you know about the raging wildfires that have devastated the island of Maui there. Well, there are people on the island apparently being contacted by investors hoping to scoop up real bargains on scorched earth. The Hawaii residents slamming investors who've apparently descended like vultures on those homeowners who've lost their homes in the wildfires. The woman who posted a video from an Instagram account with over 85,000 followers shared the video on Monday in which she detailed the alleged events. The death toll in Maui, and this is why I use the word vulture deliberately, is now 99, and that number is expected to go up as there are still hundreds of people unaccounted for. Governor Josh Green says that a full search is probably going to take at least a week, possibly off as much as 10 days. Green also warning people with ill intent, his words, that the state will not tolerate scammers trying to swoop in and buy prime real estate at a bargain. Now, there's been a lot of speculation online about what may have caused this. There have been some unsubstantiated claims that a directed energy weapon is responsible for starting these fires, others suggesting that perhaps this was arson. It appears, based on the testimony of eyewitnesses, that this was similar to the cause of many of the wildfires in California in recent years. High winds knocking down a power line, the electric company being slow to cut power to a downed line, and then dry brush not being properly managed on the island, providing tinder to ignite these blazes. This, again, according to a homeowner who was out on his roof, repairing his roof, 6:30 last Wednesday, spotted the sparking fire, called 911. Fire crews responded, but apparently after they thought they had it contained, it flared up again and turned into the wildfires that have just raged across the island for the last week. Topic number 4, the death of our cities. This is a subject that we come back to from time to time in this program. Here in the United States, some of our largest cities have essentially become ungovernable. We live in a society, a government system, that only works if a majority of people are willing to voluntarily follow the law. When that happens, law enforcement can focus their efforts on those few people who choose not to follow the laws of civil society. This is now changing. We've seen evidence of this over the past couple of years, but more recently, this has turned into just a rash of smash-and-grab flash mobs that are making it almost impossible for retailers to turn a profit in some of our largest cities. Most recent example, as you see on the screen, a still from a YouTube video taken at Nordstrom's in the Westgate Topanga Mall in Los Angeles, where hundreds of youth descended on the store and made off with as much as $100,000 in merchandise. Things are made worse by the fact that in many of our larger cities, George Soros-funded district attorneys have opted not to prosecute. California, of course, is operating under the burden of a law in which any theft up to $950 is treated as a misdemeanor. And police forces typically don't treat misdemeanors with any degree of urgency. Essentially, people know that they can walk into and out of any retailer in the state of California without having to worry about being prosecuted. This, however, takes it to a whole new level. And you can't blame this theft, by the way, and ones like it, on desperation or poverty, because according to witnesses, the getaway vehicles in the robbery at the Nordstrom in Los Angeles this past weekend were made in vehicles like BMWs and Lexuses. When you're driving a Lexus or a Beamer, you're not really that bad off. Sadly, a lot of this theft is being fueled by the worst drug crisis in the history of the nation. Vast stretches of Los Angeles, Philadelphia, other major cities basically transformed into giant homeless encampments with zombie-like individuals smoking drugs right out in the open. In fact, in San Francisco, it is so bad, around the Department of Health and Human Services building, a building, by the way, named for Nancy Pelosi, that the federal government is advising hundreds of employees, federal government employees, to work from home because it's impossible to guarantee their safety. Public safety concerns outside the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building on 7th Street in San Francisco, which houses several federal agencies, including HHS, Department of Labor, Department of Transportation, and Nancy Pelosi's congressional office in her home district. They've issued a stay-home recommendation. This was August 4th. According to witnesses, dozens of drug dealers routinely set up shop just outside that building, operating in shifts. As users snort, smoke, or shoot up, particularly in the concrete benches outside the property where drug users routinely pass out. Now, setting aside the irony of one of the world's most brazen open-air drug markets operating right outside a building named for Nancy Pelosi, we have to say that this is just tragic, as the United States cannot possibly remain united when you have large chunks of the population who refuse to abide by the laws of the nation. The only way to guarantee compliance in situations like that is to turn into a totalitarian state, which may be the reason that this sort of behavior is tolerated and even encouraged by those district attorneys funded by George Soros. Topic number three, seal die-off. This is significant because it seems to suggest that avian flu, H5N1, is being transmitted from birds to mammals. More than 300 northern fur seals and stellar sea lions found dead on a small uninhabited island off the coast of Siberia. This is referred to locally as Island of the Seals, located in the Sea of Okhotsk. It's an important breeding ground for northern fur seals. According to a local subsidiary of the state-run broadcaster GTRK, the cause of the die-off appears to be unclear, but avian flu is a possible culprit. Specialists are sending off samples for testing, which could take up to a month to return. But this is a concern for biologists, as highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu, is not just wreaking havoc in seabird populations, but it appears to be spreading to mammals as well, as we've seen massive die-offs of seals in places as far distant as Maine, the state of Maine, and the coast of Peru. Topic number two, playful demon summoning. Yes, apparently summoning demons is now a family-friendly activity, at least in the People's Republic of Minnesota. Tax dollar-supported art center, maybe we should put that in air quotes, art center. The Walker Art Center in Minnesota held a session for playful demon summoning. This pagan ritual was held last weekend with a performance called Lilith the Empathic Demon. Lilith, or Lilith, well known in Mesopotamian lore as a demon of the night. According to the event description, demons have a bad reputation, but maybe we're just not very good at getting to know them, end quote. God told Moses about 3,400 years ago, we weren't supposed to get to know these things. This took place at the Minneapolis Sculpture Garden, part of the Walker Art Center's Free First Saturdays program. Featured artist, that is, maybe we should put that in air quotes as well, artist Tamar Etten, who creates demon traps. Yeah, who's being trapped here? I don't think it's the demons. Etten also has texts from Lilith available on her website. It's a book featuring cards to connect you to your demon. Obviously not recommended. Etten encourages people to communicate with Lilith by texting summon to a phone number, which we will not share. This wonderful. We've reached the 21st century where we are now using tech to get possessed and using tax dollars to spread that message. Coming up, life advice from artificial intelligence. That and how to get Skywatch to make sure Skywatch TV never gets canceled from you anyway. Straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with just a few minutes on the clock, we want to make sure that you know how you can get your copies of both of these incredible new works in the Warriors of God special offer. When you order the Warriors of God special offer, you'll receive the Kingdom Warrior Full Spectrum Spiritual Warfare, Biblical Clearing and Maintaining Your Spiritual Perimeter by Dr. Michael Lake. But you'll also receive the brand new book by Corby Shuey, For Valor, Defending the Faith for Those of Worth. Both of these works complement each other fabulously and take you on a journey of next-level comprehension of spiritual warfare. But that's not all. Right now, when you order the Warriors of God special offer, we're also including, absolutely free, the phenomenal two-disc collection on DVD, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn, Ali Anderson, and Donna Howell on how the secrets hidden within the biblical feasts unveil the final countdown to the return of Jesus Christ and the rapture of the church. But also included in this incredible special offer is Dr. Michael Lake's massive Shearith Imperative Data DVD library that includes 56 different Christian classic books on PDF for use on device of your choosing, Understanding the Kingdom audio series, the eSword Biblical Software for Windows, and several TV appearances featuring Dr. Michael Lake. All of these items hold a retail value of $95, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling.
Topic number one today, artificial intelligence offering life advice. It's the latest from Google, one of Google's AI units, using generative AI to develop different tools for life advice, planning, and tutoring. Interestingly, news of this tool's development comes after Google's own AI safety experts presented a slide deck to executives in December that said users taking life advice from AI tools could experience, quote, diminished health and well-being, quote, and, quote, a loss of agency, end quote. Basically, their safety engineers said, don't do this, it would be bad, and yet Google is going ahead with it anyway. Is you gotta ask, I mean, what kind of life experience would an artificial intelligence draw on? It is a fundamentally inhuman intelligence, which is bad enough, but I mean, even worse from my perspective as a grumpy old man, taking life advice from a 20-something AI engineer? No, thank you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Well, Skywatch TV, offering as our thank you for your support this month, the book by Jonathan Brentner, The Triumph of the Redeemed. What will life in glory look like? We'll send you a copy of the book if you're in the U.S. or Canada for your donation of any amount during the month of August. You can find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button or call us toll-free, 844-750-4985. We're talking spiritual warfare, very timely, obviously, with Dr. Michael Lake on panel this week. Talked to Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team about his new book, The Kingdom Warrior. You can find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch the over-the-air program over the interwebs. It's available right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can also watch it on your set-top box, Roku or Apple TV. Just make sure you get the Skywatch TV channel added to your set-top box. We have instructions at the website on how to do that. If you prefer, you can log on to the new YouTube channel for the main Skywatch TV program or Rumble right here. Or better yet, download our free app. This I recommend as a way of guaranteeing that we never get canceled again. As you know, of course, Skywatch TV's main program got yanked off YouTube a couple of years ago. Simply His, the women's program, hosted by the gentlest, sweetest group of ladies you ever want to meet, got pulled a couple of months ago, and we still don't know why. What did they say that violated cyberbullying, harassment from these ladies? Well, that's why we recommend you get our app, because it makes sure it's hosted by a Christian company and the content is hosted there. We will not be canceled from our own app. Plus, these daily news updates coming to you 5 days a week, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire phone or tablet. We've got an app for that, and we've got links to their app stores to direct you to the one right for your device at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.